This is New England Public Radio News. A group out of Holyoke, Massachusetts, recently created a mobile app meant to educate victims of bullying and bullies themselves. For the team behind the app, bringing it to life was more of a learning experience than an entrepreneurial endeavor. New England Public Radio's Sean Tian has the story.
Maybe like physical bullying, when people are being aggressive towards another person, maybe that should be something that we should...
Inside a stuffy second-story conference room in Holyoke's Innovation District, Stella Cabrera and Jalen Rentas are working with teammates on a mobile app meant to combat bullying.
I was thinking more of emotional, because, like, verbally, it can, like, get, like, under your skin.
But these developers are not employees at a hot new startup. They're teenage girls from Holyoke tasked with building an app that addresses an issue in their community. First, they had to find a worthy subject.
They went into the schools and they designed a survey and got to survey about 110 kids.
That's Megan Bone. She's a program manager at Girls Incorporated Holyoke, a nonprofit that offers after-school activities. For the first time, Girls Inc. participated in Technovation Challenge, an annual competition that gives girls in nearly 80 countries 12 weeks to create mobile apps that tackle problems relevant to them.
They learned that a lot of kids have been bullied. In fact, most kids that they surveyed had been bullied.
So have several of the girls on the team, like Rentas.
I was mostly bullied because I hung out with boys more than girls.
And Cabrera.
A rumor that I kissed a girl was all over Facebook. And then I got bullied in school, being called a hoe and a slut and everything.
After identifying the problem, the team starts figuring out how a mobile app could promote solutions.
For this first round, we're not going to have accounts like for this, but that would be something that could be a feature that could be added.
Helping them with all things technical are Lizzie Fine and Andrew Pasquale.
Probably each one of those lists, so I should say. Like,
they're educators with Holyoke Codes, a community organization run out of the Massachusetts Green High Performance Computing Center. Using Thunkable, a drag-and-drop coding software, they show the girls how to link together coding command blocks. On the screen, the bright-colored blocks look like something between an awkwardly shaped jigsaw puzzle and a game of Tetris. But as Pasquale demonstrates, the preview screen allows them to see those commands in action.
Clearly the part that they get excited about is when they get to create something that's their idea. They can take their ideas and bring them to life with code.
I'm working on the identity screen, which is the opening screen that people click whether they're a victim, bully, or friend.
Here's Cabrera again.
And right now, with Megan, I'm working on the graphs that we're probably going to use in the promotional video about the facts.
After months of work, and some missed days due to snow, the girls put the finishing touches on their app, which they named All Sides. It includes advice for victims and perpetrators of bullying, motivational videos, and contact information for emergencies.
So, Brianna, We set up a couple questions to ask you after you tested out the app.
In a moment of truth, the girls sit around a conference table as a friend tests out the app's prototype on an Android tablet.
Have you ever been bullied, and would you use this app if you were?
Yes, I've been bullied.
And would you use this app if you were bullied? Do you think this would help or change the situation? That if you were bullied, you would use these tips?
I would use these tips if I was getting bullied again.
Everyone at the table smiles at the positive review. For Cabrera, working on the app got her thinking about a possible career path.
I'm thinking of going into a computer science major when I get to college.
But it also represents her own ability to advocate for issues on the grassroots level.
It's like something empowering. You're helping other people by something simple as making an app.
And now that All Sides is available for download, the app these girls created can empower more people their age. For New England Public Radio, I'm Sean Tian.
And you can check out the app on Google Play. Just search for All Sides, one word. This is New England Public Radio.